This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India today signed a defense deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircrafts. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France, Sebastien Lecornu, in New Delhi. Out of the 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft will be completed by 2030. The agreement includes training, simulator, associated equipment, weapons and performance-based logistics. It also includes additional equipment for the existing Rafale fleet of the Indian Air Force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting, which lasted for around 40 minutes, came in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed lives of 26 people and decided the course of action after that. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. The Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly today passed a strong border resolution to condemn the terror attack, which took place in Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhuman and cowardly act, was unanimously adopted by the House after a three-hour-long discussion. The Assembly resolved to fight resolutely in defeating the nefarious designs of disturbing communal harmony and hindering progress. The resolution was moved by Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary during a special session of the Assembly, which began with members observing a two-minute silence to pay homage to those killed in the tragedy last week. Speaking on the occasion, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said that Kashmir has revolted against terrorism for the first time since the onset of terrorism following the Pahalgam attack. He highlighted the unprecedented public response, with Kashmiris coming together to reject terrorism. Mr. Abdullah expressed hope, stating that terrorism will end when the people stand united.
The opposition ke saath main bhi maujood tha jab humne 26 logon ko wahan pe shraddhanjali pesh ki. Mere paas alfaaz nahi the ki main kya kehke unke ghar walon se maafi mangun. Ye jante hue ki yahan ke wazir-e-ala ki haisiyat se, yahan ki tourism ke minister ki haisiyat se maine in logon ko daawat di thi yahan aane ki. Mezban hote hue meri zimmedari thi ki sahi salamat main inhe yahan se wapas bheju. Nahi bhej paya.
Earlier, speaking during the session, the Deputy Chief Minister stated that the House expresses profound shock and anguish over the barbaric and inhuman attack perpetrated on innocent civilians in Pahalgam.
This House unwavering condemns the heinous, cowardly act that resulted in the loss of innocent lives. Such acts of terror are a direct assault on the ethos of Kashmir. The values enshrined in our constitution and the spirit of unity, peace and harmony that have long characterized Jammu and Kashmir and our nation. This House stands in full solidarity with the victims and their families.
India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels, including Dawn News, Sama TV, RE News and Jio News, for disseminating misinformation against India in the backdrop of the recent Pahalgam terror attack. The government has also objected to the reporting of BBC on the Pahalgam terror attack. The 26/11 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahawur Hussain Rana, who was recently extradited from the United States, was produced before a special National Investigation Agency, NIA, court today. The central agency has now sought 12 more days of police custody to continue its probe. Delhi Patiala House Court has reserved the order. The development comes after he completed an 18-day NIA remand. India's industrial production growth, measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, accelerated to 3% in March as compared to revised growth rate of 2.7% in February, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 1,006 points to close at 80,218. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 289 points. In IPL T20 cricket, host Rajasthan Royals will face Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.